The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. More progress on creating replacement body parts by growing them from human stem cells. More after this. Cartilage is the material that cushions joints, keeps your knees from creaking. And researchers at Columbia University have for the first time successfully grown it in a laboratory. Researchers have tried to grow it in a lab before using animal cells, but the tissue was too weak for use in humans. But now, Sarin Bumuratana of Columbia University decided to mimic the human body's own process for making cartilage, beginning by taking stem cells from bone marrow.
These stem cells, we know that it can turn into bone, can turn into cartilage, can turn into fat.
And so to encourage them to turn into cartilage, he condensed them to mimic the way the body makes it during gestation.
We base everything we do in the lab to what happened during development when we were fetus or when we were young.
The experiment worked, and the next step, according to Professor Gordana Vunjak-Novakovic, is to customize the process for individual patients using specialized molds.
We take images of the patient's normal medical images, and then we make these three-dimensional files. We use them to make scaffolds, and then we grow a piece that is with great precision mimicking what you are replacing.
So you would essentially be getting a custom manufactured body part made with cells from your own body, although it's not quite ready yet. The first piece of cartilage grown is no bigger than a tiny pearl.
We are not ready to go into patients, so there is a lot of preclinical work that will need to be done to make this happen.
There's still a lot of testing ahead to make sure that the artificially grown cartilage is as durable as the original, but it sounds like the day is coming when your body will essentially replace its own knees. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.